UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And boy, does it feel like a long time. Boy, does it feel like a long time since we've heard you, you've heard us, and since we've been getting ready to go March Madness crazy. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
A few things have transpired since we last talked to you. So needless to say, I'll keep it short and sweet. We have a lot to discuss in the next couple hours.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
I'm just excited to get to the discussing part that you guys speak of, because there is a lot to talk about today. And I know a lot of people are got a lot to say about the NCAA tournament bracket. And I just want to say that my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers got snubbed out of the NIT. Just want to say that.
They did get snubbed out of the NIT, didn't they? I thought for sure they'd be in there.
I know it pains you to say snubbed out of the NIT.
Here's the part that's so bad is that 2 years in a row they've gotten to the Conference USA Championship game and lost. Last year they lost by 1 point to Marshall. This year, I don't know if you guys were watching, but they got within they were down by 7 with about 35 seconds left. They knocked down a 3. They're on the inbounds play, and the Old Dominion player runs over the Western Kentucky player, and they call nothing, and they end up going down and just getting an easy 2-point bucket. Had they called a foul, they were already in the bonus. They would have went to the line, and it could have been a 2-point game with 32 seconds left.
So they got the Kentucky treatment.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. So, you know, we got screwed again, and now we're going to not play anymore, and Charles Bassey's going to go pro, and we're just going to be back to little old Western Kentucky, all right?
And here we go.
8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831, 93.9. is the text line. Feel free to jump in there. They are completely open.
Real quick, shout out to the Bellarmine Knights. One game away from the Elite
Eight. 16, yeah. Bellarmine Knights. Yep. Big time run, Coach Davenport. Good job.
Yep, good stuff.
Oh, one more shout out.
Okay.
ESPN Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And their weekend post-selection Sunday coverage.
Yeah, it was good.
Again, I know you get tired of hearing this. We don't like to just sit around and say, oh, hey, we're the champions, you know, but they did a great job. They came in here. They kept the information flowing that I wouldn't be surprised if everybody's social media account just took everything they heard from ESPN Louisville last night and made their own, you know, their own shows out of it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they just – they covered everything. It was a very engaging. Like, again, shout ESPN Louisville, you know, the participation. Everybody did a great job last night.
It was awesome, man. So I listened, and it was there was a lot to take in, as is a post-selection Sunday bracket reveal.
Has there ever been a bracket tournament selection Sunday that Louisville was participating in that wasn't exciting?
No, it's always awesome. But yesterday had a little extra, because I think that across the board, I think there was genuine. You didn't really know who. You knew Duke and Virginia.
Yep.
Outside of that, you really didn't know who was going to pop up where. I mean, it was pretty fun to be able to
watch. And listen, it's not because, you know, we don't spend all our time trying to predict what we think will happen. We just know that when you change the system and you change the people kind of doing the system, you know that there's room for massaging the brackets any way you see fit. You know some of the original bracket principles, so you kind of rely on precedents to predict.
The only
normally.
Right. I mean, there was
normally.
Right. I know. The only thing you did know out of the whole bracket was going into it was Louisville's first round matchup. That was the only thing we did know.
Listeners of Middays with Marcus Maben, followers of at Stephen Rummage, followers of at Brian Hall ESPN, I need you to go to the mountaintops and shout that this show is the best. Don't. There is no need. Listen, and this is no shade towards all of our wonderful brethren of the media. But if you force myself and Steve Rummage to have to give you predictions and brackets and matchups 3 months ahead of time, and then have the nerve to be snarky with us when we're telling you about what's going on with the University of Louisville, you owe us admiration and apologies.
I like it.
For not listening to us.
I like it.
Steve, what is this us? What is this shout from the mountaintop we speak of?
Well, the 7-seeded Louisville Cardinals will open the tournament with, that's fine. It's your phone. To be fair, that was Marcus's phone. I just want that to be known.
I don't know that number.
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll open not only their tournament, but they will open the tournament against Richard Pitino and the Minnesota Gophers.
There is no way possible that there was going to be a 2019 NCAA tournament that did not feature the University of Minnesota and the University of Louisville. I don't know how many times people have to see these things come to fruition and say, oh, you know what? It's just coincidence. You can figure out that every game's going to have some kind of storyline because we're all 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
It's only 64 teams. It's only 68 teams, Marcus. Somebody has to play against somebody. If you would have played against Florida, then they would have had, there would have been a connection.
It's a little different. Just a touch different.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the connection on this one is unmistakable.
Yeah.
Whew.
And then, to top it off, you open the NCAA tournament.
I need the documentation that says, we already said, whoever was going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, right? Whoever was going to be the set. Think about this, Steve. Whoever's going to be the 7-10 seed game in Des Moines, Iowa,
yeah,
is going to be the team that starts off the entire NCAA tournament.
I know.
I need documentation that you already had that set up.
Or do you know the way to catch everybody in America's eyes for 20 minutes to put the spotlight on Louisville, Minnesota? Richard Pitino versus Louisville?
Disgruntled school.
Drew Diener said this morning that on his show that there would be a lot of familiar faces and stuff over behind their bench. Like, why would you not?
I bet there would be.
No.
Steve, I'll just ask the question. Everybody right now is tuning in. We have a million people listening right now because they want the answer to this one question. Is Rick going to be there?
I wouldn't think so. He said he's got a game on Wednesday, a game the day before, and a game the day after. If he wants to be there, he can be there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Steve.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. You can tell me he's not going.
Yeah.
I can tell you he's not going unless there is a.
He's not going.
Unless there is a Skype interview.
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way: if Rick Pitino is not at that game or not doing a Skype interview, he's done with college basketball.
See, I don't agree. Because Rick, for me, I think I know why Rick's not going.
I wouldn't understand why he's not going.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. There's some time to decide between now and game time, right?
Yeah.
But I'll just explain to everybody else my first thoughts that I explained to you.
Okay.
First of all, we know Rick travels different. Mm-hmm. So what makes sense to you people about traveling, he plays by different rules. Like Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty, teleportation. He plays by different rules.
Yeah.
He can get good sleep on a flight from wherever he is to Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be direct. It can be a nice little, you know, bite out of my wallet. He can be back coaching really, really quick.
Sure, absolutely.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Another thing, Rick, if you miss this opportunity to be behind that bench and the 46, you realize every shot that Minnesota makes, every other shot they make, every defensive stop they make is going to be a moment to show Rick Pitino over there on that sideline wearing that Minnesota scarf.
Yeah.
Do you know it's going to be a mandatory interview of what you think about your son this half?
Yeah.
Or this game?
Yeah.
There's going to be mandatory questions on how much scouting that you helped your son. These are all mandatory things.
Yeah.
And if you're going to if you're going to not take advantage of this media remembrance, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
We're going to listen. You're going to miss your biggest opportunity on the stage.
This is good. This is a good thing you're doing here. There's two teams in college basketball this year that I believe Rick Pitino's watched more of than anybody else. And that's Minnesota and Louisville. Mm-hmm. I hate to do this on Bracket Week, but if Rick Pitino has watched the same two teams I've watched, he knows that Chris Mack and Louisville are going to beat the living hell out of Minnesota on Thursday at 12:15, and he is not going to set his face behind that bench.
Up and down the floor. I'll take it a step further. If he shows his face and Louisville wastes Minnesota, not only will he not get a college job, he may get fired from overseas jobs.
Well, the only thing he would have to do is say, I recruited those guys. That's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Because I'm going to say, that was 2 years ago. These guys weren't even good last year.
Not just one. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you didn't even play BJ.
I know.
You took Dick Vitale's advice on Ryan.
God, I hate doing this.
Yeah, I know. Listen, but here's the thing. And I would also say this. They will make you. Here's the thing, people. It's another little thing I thought. That was kind of my Rick first thoughts on it. My other next thoughts are the NCAA was doing us the biggest favor on the planet by setting up this matchup. If Rick Pitino actually showed up. Because can you imagine how not a part of Louisville it's going to look? I mean, we talked about it. Chris Mack looks nothing like Rick Pitino. And all the stuff is, if you want to find a way to connect it all, I've realized over the last 3 years that you can connect anything you want to connect out of just, I want to assign blame. You know, I've watched you do it.
Yeah.
But when I'm telling you, when you see pack line, when you see Mac offense, when you see Max skinny 6'4", you know, ball head dude, you know what I'm saying? He's the antithesis of what Rick Pitino is. It would be a beautiful thing for me and narrative and aesthetics to show a complete separation.
Yeah.
And this is me being self, you know, protective of the University of Louisville. This is not me trying to throw Rick out of the circle, you know what I'm saying? But this is, I need people to say, okay, this is a separate team. This is a different team. This is a different style. I want to see the frustration of another coach saying, Chris Mack, because listen, he'd be forced to say, Chris Mack is doing a wonderful job with these kids.
Yeah.
You know, you would be forced to have public separation.
I know.
It's the first time you see a couple that used to be together and they're both with somebody else.
I know.
Like completely with somebody else. That's when you realize, oh, mom and dad aren't getting back together.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of where I went when I saw this matchup, man. I said, this is perfect to clearly put a visual out there. This Louisville is now Chris Mack's kingdom.
Listen, even without Rick being in attendance, this is still, to me, I'm like, I'll take it.
Oh, no, yeah, because I don't think Rick's going. I don't think Rick's going. Right. And I really do think it's because of the reason I said it. I just think we'll talk about the game later. But I think that this is a perfect way for the entire nation to see. I'm going to say it like this for a reason.
Yep.
He ain't part of here no more.
Yep.
He's nothing to do with us. This is Chris Mack and Chris Mack's beautiful kids and his beautiful wife and their beautiful family. And this is Chris Mack's Louisville. They are the first family of this city
now. Different world.
Yeah, like this is an entirely different world here. Look down the sideline. This is different coaches. Look behind the bench. And I kind of hope Drew Deaner's right. And I hope you look over in their bench and you see a bunch of familiar faces.
Yep.
And we're like, this is a totally different
franchise.
And I have nothing against the I still like Rick Pitino. As soon as he goes somewhere else, I'm going to bandwagon for him.
Yeah, we're unapologetically having this conversation.
But I also have to look out for myself.
Yep.
And right now, what's best for me is there is no connection here anymore.
And I want y'all to see it.
And I want you to look at it.
We were screaming it with Coach Padgett. This is a different section. This is a different community.
Yeah, but it was the same faces, though.
I need Coach Crum sitting back behind the bench. Oh. Just like you were sitting at that
Chris Mack's home last night.
At the unveiling of the tournament. I need Coach Crum to get your rear end out to Des Moines. I don't know.
And the way he's walking up and down steps at games, he can get to Des Moines.
Right. Yeah. You can actually drive to Des Moines,
Coach. He looked like he was jogging steps.
I don't know what the hunting situation is like in Des Moines.
There's got to be something in Des Moines you can
listen,
hunt.
I think they got some casinos out there. And, Coach, you can go do your thing.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm serious, man. I think that a lot of people look at this as a negative. But, man, I think it's good for Louisville. I really do. And game talk aside, like I said, we get into that later. We got today, we got tomorrow. We can talk game and everything. But, I mean, just I want to get this story out of the way first so we don't have to keep doing that. And I'm kind of trying to respect Chris Mack's wishes.
Yep.
Like, dude, I've talked to him, whatever. We'll play him at the end of the show today.
That's
you'll hear kind of what he said. And he kind of said, look, we don't have to sit here and beat the dead horse.
Right. Listen, and there's no need for transition. This might be the only break we take today. Who knows? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
Come out to Bluegrass Karting and Events and check out their all-new axe throwing arenas. Make a night of it and also enjoy their new full bar and expanded menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events, the fastest go-karts in Kentucky, and now axe throwing arenas.
This hour of ESPN Louisville's Selection Monday coverage is presented by Seamus Green Realty Group, changing lives one home at a time.
You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I guess we don't have our shout-outs for the Louisville Sports and Social Club. The event's going down.
You got the event going on over there today, so get over there.
Well, you've been doing the read, so what do you remember about it
Well, you get over there today. They're giving away a lot of good stuff today. They got the free throw shooting contest. You'll be able to win some free bowling or a $25 gift card. If you hit a three, I think is what they said, you can hit a three and win a gift card there. So a lot of things going on. You want to get down to Sports and Social Club today, and then tomorrow we'll be out at and maybe we'll be out there. We'll see.
We're working on it.
A lot of times we like our spot here, but we may be out at Dave and Buster's tomorrow too. So a lot of stuff going on over the next couple of days. We'll get it out there.
So now that we got the storyline stuff out of the way, people, I hate it to be so disappointing. Listen, because you remember last time, Steve, we were doing a pregame show together. We got chastised for not having a take on something or one something or the other. So sometimes listening to us can be anticlimactic when we don't have a conspiracy that we got screwed. Or listen, because if it's a good thing, I don't care about the conspiracies. I only care about them when they hurt us.
When it hurts me, and I'm angry.
Right. So point being, got the narrative stuff out of the way.
Yes. What?
I'm just making sure that.
Oh, like you got so silent all of a sudden.
Making sure the sound, because you know they bite at me if the sound's not up or something like it's not right.
Right.
We are on the YouTube channel. We are Made for the Ville going live. So Steve, you're sitting at on a Sunday. The weather was beautiful. It had a nice little crisp March exiting of the winter, bringing into the summer. I know you slip outside every once in a while. You know, you might go check your mail, do a couple things to kill time, you know. So you could feel that air a little bit, but you knew you were just killing time for the selection show to come on, Steve. So you're watching television.
Mm-hmm.
They did a good job of popping off those brackets too. I gotta admit, you know, like
they said, it was like one of the highest rated selection show ever, or something.
They did a great job too. I mean, they fired them off. They didn't make you wait. They didn't drag it out forever. Because if you drag it out, here's the thing: this is why you're gonna love television moving forward. Because now they gotta compete with Twitter.
Yeah.
Now they know they can't afford to have any leaks on Twitter because you'll lose your TV audience. So listen, they got on there. They started firing them right on out there.
And I like how they do them, man. Look, fire one out there and then take a break.
Yep.
Let me call Marcus. Let me. Hey man, what'd you think about that one?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Here it comes. Come back
on. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
Like I thought it was great. Yeah. How they did it. It was good. We didn't have to wait long.
81-50, 93-9, 38-31, 93-9. You can shoot us a message on the YouTube channel or Facebook Live. What is your reaction when you see 7-10 Minnesota Louisville?
Yeah.
What is your reaction to that one?
Take the phone. No, but anyways.
Is there somebody?
No, I was telling B the phones. Yeah. He was doing some work.
Okay,
earlier,
I didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. No, earlier he was.
Yeah, doing I thought some you work. Were dodging the question.
No. He had to get in there.
Listen, I want this show to be emotional, Steve. What was your emotional investment level once you saw Louisville, Minnesota pop up on your television
when
screen?
When I'll be completely emotional and honest, when that draw came out, I said, well, I don't think we can get a better draw. I think we just got the best draw we could have got.
Possibly
at a
seven.
And then as the rest of the bracket started to come out, I feel like I was validated with that.
Right.
And we'll go through all that here in a bit. But I thought that at the end of the day, I called you immediately and we said, okay. I said, and I'm going to be honest here. I said, I think our Final Four dreams, even if they're far away,
right,
are probably dead with Duke, because I think Duke is just going to be – I think Duke's going to win the national championship. I think they're that good. But I said, we can win that pod. I feel like we can win that pod.
And don't change your tune, because that's all you wanted was to get out of your first rounds.
Yeah, and I feel like that – I'm not saying we will. I mean, Michigan State – you play Michigan State in November. Now you play them. I know they're missing Langford now, and the guy got hurt the other day.
Anytime you go against Hall of Fame coaches with teams that win their conference championships or in the lead for the Big Ten conference championship, they are going to be a problem, and you are in a quote-unquote rebuilding year. With this same roster, any Hall of Fame coach you had was going to have a problem with this Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State's a different team. Like, I mean, that was in November. You know what I'm saying? And we're a different team.
Right.
Maybe for the better or for the worse. You know, we'll find out. But I thought that was about as good of a pod as we could ask for as a 7 seed.
Because when you look at who else, matchups.
Let me do it really quick. Ask yourself, and then we'll go on to the phone lines. Ask yourself right now, would you trade draws with, we'll start with Cincinnati.
Okay.
Would you trade draws with Cincinnati and play Iowa and Tennessee?
As your first and second round?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa and Tennessee?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, see, I agree. What about with Wofford? Seton Hall and Kentucky. Seton Hall, by the way, who just played for the Big East Championship game. And Kentucky, who is a tough matchup for Louisville.
Wait a minute. So right now, you're saying I got a chance to play Minnesota and Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
or Iowa and Tennessee,
yeah.
or Seton Hall and Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
Last one, Nevada. Are you playing Florida and Michigan?
I saw Florida in the SEC tournament. I don't want no parts of that.
See, that's kind of my point. And I think that Michigan, I mean, I think you have a better – I mean, Michigan State is closer.
But Minnesota was a late push to even get into the tournament. Like, they needed
– Yeah.
To get that 10 seed, Minnesota needed late wins. Well,
3 weeks ago, they were talking about firing Richard Pitino.
Right.
I mean, then they got Purdue twice down the stretch in the last two weeks.
A matchups with Purdue is what mm-hmm. saved them.
Yeah.
So they could have easily been a non-tournament team.
Yeah. I just feel like looking at this, I'm not trading with any seven seed. And the reason why I'm not complaining is like, well, if we got a six seed, it would have been – because we probably deserved a seven.
When you lost to Boston College – which we'll talk about a little later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
You lost to Boston College. That's when you just had to say, we're exactly what we deserve.
Yeah, I feel like that a seven was right. I feel like a seven was right for Louisville.
Let's go to these phone lines. Let's check these text lines. Let's check all the interactive stuff we can muster up. I'll start off on the Bill Etzcorns and Sons Collision Center hotline with Jerry. Jerry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Guys, I had to get on today. Too much excitement in the air.
Right.
Thanks for letting me. Quick question. Hey, did you all watch the press conference last night?
Yeah.
Did Chris Mack kind of take a little shot across the bow at Richard Pitino last night during that conference? Kind of sounded like he did. He said something like, yeah, I know him a little, but he hasn't been very nice to me or something like that. And I kind of heard that and did a double take and thought, wow, it sounded like he took a little shot at it.
I thought he said, appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought he said that he's always been
nice to me. But this is what he said. He said, I know him like we're cool, but we're not best friends or anything.
Yeah,
it definitely wasn't shout out. And he knew going into this meeting, like you could tell that Coach Mack was agitated from the time he left the selection show to doing the media.
Well, he knew exactly what he was.
Right.
He knew, okay, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah. Like he seemed surly.
Yeah.
You know, and again, not surly. Like, I'm not surly with the media.
No.
It's just I would have rather went into a tournament without having to have this discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, out of all the things I can – and – I don't want you talking to BJ King the entire time or Akoya Gao about playing with Mott, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Like you could tell he was just agitated about that. But no, I think Coach Mack and Richard Pitino kind of both had the same, we don't really know each other like that. And this goes back to my original point. They don't.
Yeah.
They haven't crossed paths. You forget there was a buffer by the name of David Padgett who kind of took the brunt of the, you know, oh, you know, is it funny without Rick? You know, he took all that stuff away. You know, like this, to me, any narratives past, oh, isn't that kind of funny that they're playing each other? Any narratives past that is reaching.
At worst, if you wanted to take, I listened to Richard Pitino last night too. And for me, at worst, the only thing that was said was Richard kind of gave the little shot that's like, that's a whole new university now.
Yep.
Like, you know, he kind of gave the, like, dude, I don't know anybody over there now. Like, they're doing a new thing.
Yep.
So he kind of did the whole, you know, how Rick was like, that's not Louisville. Yeah. It's a new Louisville, whatever. I mean, that was it.
Yeah. You're fighting for a narrative if you draw any narrative out of what Coach Mack said or what Richard said.
Yeah,
you
know, I think so.
The most boisterous person on the whole conversation was Akoya Gao.
Yeah.
By tweeting, you know, and his was funny. Like, he's an adult, so He was just nothing but humor about the whole thing. That's about it. Seattle Paul, thanks for joining us on Morning with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Kind of disappointed we didn't get that San Jose pod. Looking forward to going out to see the game. I looked at the airfare. It's a little too much from Seattle to Des Moines. But anyways, I mean, I'll be skipping workout at 9:15 in the morning to go watch this Spurs game. So got to do it right.
Right.
In terms of seeding, I mean, we knew we were going to be on the 7th seed line. I think from an 8-9 seed, I don't think we could have played that game. I mean, from an 8-9, I don't think we would have gotten an 8-9 just simply because, A, we can't play in Louisville region, and B, I think the NCAA tries to avoid a conference matchup in the first few rounds, which I don't get why Minnesota is our opponent, because let's say hypothetically Minnesota wins, they'd be playing Michigan State, which is a conference opponent, in the second round. But in terms of getting the teams, I mean, I looked at the 1 and 2 seeds. We've played every 1 and 2 seed except for Gonzaga and Michigan, I believe.
Yeah, I heard.
So in terms of drawing, go ahead.
Perrin put it good this morning. He said, if you look at it like this, the West is the only bracket we didn't play the 1 and 2 seed. We played the 1 and 2 seed in every other bracket.
Yeah, literally. So in terms of familiarity, you think, would you have wanted a piece of Michigan or Gonzaga or getting a familiarity with Michigan State, knowing that we've beaten them once, but now they're probably going to be full strength because I think McCoy didn't play last time, right, when we beat him?
Right, right.
No.
But I think we've got the horses to beat Michigan State, you know, and for some reason, we always play them every other year in the tournament when we make it.
No, hey, listen, I appreciate the call. It does seem like Michigan State stays in our neighborhood some kind of way. But I'll say this. I said to Steve yesterday, I don't like the re-racked games. I don't like the rematch games. I'll tell you why. First of all, we are an awkward team.
Mm-hmm.
We're an awkward matchup to anybody.
Especially for a first game.
Yes.
If you've never played us before, we're tough.
I've enjoyed the big games where you can look at the team on tape. You can look at the video, and Stephen Enoch looks slower on video than he is in real life.
Uh-huh.
When you see him live moving around, you're like, okay, this dude's a hell of an athlete. That's why these commentators are always like gushing over just watching him run up and down. On TV, it's just like maybe the screen looks so small, it shocks people. And you can see the shock on people's faces when they say, God, Jordan. And like when you see him on jump ball, you're like, Malik, Jordan, you know, Dwayne is pretty big, you know, like it looks different. It's shocking. And I don't care what anybody says, argue all you want, and everybody is allowed to be wrong on this one except for me. The name Louisville on the jerseys, it's still fly.
Mm-hmm.
It still has a little something to it. You know, I mean, a lot of something. Like remember when the Drake diss, quote-unquote, diss came out, right?
Yeah.
And you remember how everybody's like, ha-ha-ha-ha! Drake's making fun of Louisville. What was the line?
Louisville hush money.
Yeah. Louisville hush money for my young gunners, right? Yeah. Strippers and Rick Pitino. And they're, Drake's making fun of Louisville.
Yep. And we said, right after, the day after that come out, we said on this show, that's going to turn into good pub for Louisville.
Like, y'all don't understand the climate if you don't think that was a good line to be cherished.
What am I watching a couple weeks or a mm-hmm. week later?
Who were you watching a week later?
Then, uncommitted, Aiden Agahon, Samuel Williamson, and there was one more. I can't remember if it was maybe
Nickelberry. It was Nickelberry.
With that part of the song,
all of them actively posting in chill mode, bumping their Drake. And it was cut out of that segment. But my point.
All three now committed to Louisville.
My point for that entire story is, I'm telling you, after the last 4 years, it's still it's kind of the U of basketball thing. Like, even if I don't go to Louisville, I want to be recruited by them. Mm-hmm. I want to have that Cardinal bird on my list, right? That is one of those. I want to visit them. I want to know what the fuss is about. I want to. Louisville has something that's very intriguing to young basketball playing men. And then when they get their chance out on the court, it's just one of those things. Like, yeah, this is kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those. Of course, they want to play. They want to win. They want to beat you. But it's still cool for your opponents. And that you can't prepare for.
Yeah.
You cannot prepare for. The first time Jordan Wara gets some ridiculous dunk or something, you're like, damn, these dudes are pretty. They are pretty good. And it kind of backs you down. Michigan State won't have that same, you know, I don't think so. But I factor that in when I'm talking about, you know, who you want to play and who don't you want to play. That's the thing I was saying about Gonzaga. That's why we were saying we didn't mind being sent out west, because you knew those teams had not seen it. You knew there's the legend of Louisville versus, you know, can these guys get out of their own way, you know, at the beginning of the game. That being said, I was surprised also about Minnesota, Michigan State being right there, you know, so close.
Well, but I will say the Big Ten had, it was kind of an issue you ran into. I mean, when Virginia Tech popped up as a 4 seed,
yep,
you knew, oh, well, Carolina must have got the other,
yep,
you know, the other four, because they had too many. Mm-hmm. Florida State was a four.
They were
going
to have
also
to break some rules.
Or I'm sorry, Carolina got the one. So Florida, you were like, okay, there's multiple ACC 4 seeds. So they had to put some in Duke. So you knew immediately when that was announced, when Virginia Tech was announced as Duke's 4, that Carolina. I think the same thing you kind of run into with the Big Ten. I mean, the Big Ten, I think, got 8-9 teams in. I mean, you know, it's like, that's.
Do you think, let me ask you this. Do you think there was a little bit of, there ain't no way we're putting Clemson and North Carolina State in after we just gave the ACC 3 number 1 seeds.
Maybe a little bit of that, because I mean they were 33-35 in the net.
My son was disgusted with the ACC.
Yeah,
he was like, in the nicest way possible, Dad, I don't know about you. I don't know about your conference, man.
I know.
And I listen, son. They just got some.
Well, I mean, it's only happened 3 times. 2 times Louisville's been in the conference. 1 time Louisville was one of them.
Right.
You know, so one of the ones. But yeah, no, I think a lot of people were like that. I think they got it about right. But overall, man, I looked at the draw as a whole. I mean, I think we're in
second easiest.
Yeah, the Louisville region's probably the easiest. Virginia's bracket, but it's close. I mean, it's close. Like, because we got a good draw. I'm not letting
you got
myself
a good draw
past
for the good Louisville team that shows up. You got a bad draw for the Louisville team that showed up against Boston College.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's kind of, it's one of those things where Thursday, it's Louisville. Thursday, it's on Louisville.
Okay, well, let's ask this question. You know, we had fun with the conspiracy theories about the matchups and this, you know, and the setups and Minnesota's and all the storyline. We talked about our, you know, basically the way we fell in the bracketing, right? 12-15.
Yeah.
Tell me right now Man. That we just out of all the games that we just caught the short straw.
I was going over it with my cousin, and we were kind of like, okay, they're Central time, so they'll probably start Louisville. I'm like, okay, we'll at least start at probably 2 or something like that, you know.
Wait a minute. You were sitting around with your cousin,
yeah,
trying to determine,
yeah,
the start time.
This is what's awesome.
Louisville in Des Moines.
This is the beautiful thing about what Selection Sunday is. When it goes off, now it's like, okay, let's start figuring some stuff out. What are we doing? Are we going? I'm calling my wife. Babe, do you want to take off and head to Des Moines for 2 days? She's like, maybe. You know, like, I mean, this is what we're kind of going back and forth.
Hey, Marcus, what do you think about going to Des Moines? Let me get back to you, Steve.
I know. I'll talk to you later. But I mean, this is kind of what you're doing. Now, here, let me just talk about it from this point of view, though. You remember 2011. You lose to Morehead State. We were actually the second game of the day that day. But we were in that first group of games. If you lose this game, it's just the worst.
Oh, I should have known that's where you were going with it.
Because if you lose, now, but there's another side of the story too. But if you lose this game,
12-15,
it's 2:30 in the afternoon. You're the only game that's finished, and you're out.
I am going to sit in my living room and get so inebriated that you know, like, I'm going to be the worst person on the planet know.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. Because my tournament's over.
I would be the worst.
I don't get anything. I'm like, I only got to watch my game, and we lost. And especially this one to a team that I really feel like we should beat.
Oh.
I mean, it will just be, it's going to be the worst. On the other side of that is, you play that first game and you win. Oh, it's amazing, because now I know my team's playing Saturday. I'm kicking my feet up.
That's the funnest two. And that's not a pressure. Listen, that's not a pressure 2 hours, because you're not really or 2 days, because you're not really expected to go in there. What you got? You know, you got a shot.
Oh yeah, no, I think we can beat Michigan State. Absolutely.
If the right team shows up, you can beat them. But if you handle your business at 12-15, and it doesn't matter. Like, I'm saying this now, and don't hold me accountable to this later on. 1 point, last second, foul, fluke, win, who cares?
Oh, in the tournament, I could care less.
Yeah, you bust Minnesota. Yeah. You move on. I don't care. I don't care about the coaching decisions that we're going to criticize. Like, listen, you'll get less time criticism out of me than you've ever seen in your life.
Oh yeah. No, it's beautiful, man. You win that game, and we just get to sit back. Your game was the first game that ended, the first game that's over, and now I get to enjoy the whole first and second, or the whole first and second day with no pressure.
And I feel like you're doing it in front of the world. Here's the thing. You did the agitation part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You drag them out. Mm-hmm. On the front lawn.
Yeah.
You drag them out into the stadium arena. I mean, Maximus style. Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Louisville.
I know.
Right? Right at the beginning of your Saturday, and you look at everybody else, and this is like metaphorically as well as in reality. You hold that head and you stare at everybody and you say, you better not let us beat Michigan State.
Because if we beat Michigan State, if Louisville beats Michigan State, they'll be in the Elite Eight.
Be careful. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They beat Michigan State somehow. Like they'll be in the Elite Eight.
The anxiety.
Yeah.
The shockwave of anxiety.
Yeah.
If you remove, listen, if you beat Minnesota real good, It's gonna be some anxiousness, right?
Yeah.
You beat Michigan State, it's going to reverberate through the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You ever go to an AAU tournament and you've either been that team or seen that team. You know what I'm saying? That just comes in and they just got a swagger about them, and you're like, that's that team that took out so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody knows the Brooklyn, New York team, the Gauchos or something, right? Yep. And then you find out that, like, hypothetically, the Music City Players out of Tennessee just wasted the Gauchos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn, like, that team is a problem, you know? Like, I don't want to play them.
Right.
Right? And you know they got nothing. And they brought a crowd with them because they knew something nobody else knew.
Oh, yeah. And Louisville, you go win that. I think Louisville show out in D.C.
And then you're on your way from Des Moines to D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
You better not let me get a hold of Michigan State.
I know.
People, we're going to talk some Minnesota actual basketball. We're going to talk some other brackets in basketball. Ryan Fitzpatrick going to the Dolphins. He's probably so happy. He needs to send Teddy Bridgewater a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Thanks, Teddy. Shout out, male ladies.
Yep.
Big time postseason run. Wanted to get that in there.
Yep.
We're rolling along, people. 8150, 939 is the number. Feel free to jump in. 3831, 939 is the text line. Feel free to let us know your thoughts. We Are Made for the Ville is the YouTube channel. Sports and Social Club is on and pop it. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.